The following is a presentation of Labor Radio, the voice of workers' world today in diversity, inclusion, and equality. This weekly program, with various labor leaders and experts, tackles today's topics and highlights the issues and concerns of workers, blue and white collar, discusses the labor way, and how diversity without inclusion is inequality. For more information, visit www.laborradio.nyc. That's www.laborradio.nyc.
Mr. Figaro, Labor Radio and Ask the Lawyer are your visions for empowering our community. Tell us your background with labor unions. Also, tell us your ideas for empowering the rank and file and union leadership.
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figaro of Figaro and Associates. It's Labor Radio. Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers, and the importance of unions cannot be overemphasized. Labor unions gave us the opportunity to have medical insurance, to have a decent wage. It gave us the ability to have a pension, for us to purchase our own homes, for us to, you know, get value for our labor. And one of the biggest issues in America is we don't get value for our labor. And also, you know, other issues like maternity leave, sick leave, all of these issues or, you know, benefits for us to live like decent human beings. And because of the history in America with unions, just like in other areas of society, we were excluded because we were black, because we were brown, because we were Asian. And that issue still prevails today to a certain degree. If you are a union member, be proud. And if you have the opportunity to join a union, you should do so. Don't listen to the Republicans, KKK, Russia, and Trump about not being a member of the union. Being a member of the union means that you have protections, that your boss can't just say you're fired, like KKK, Russia, and Trump like to say. No. When someone is fired, it means that, especially with a union job, it means that their whole life is gone. It means that they have lost a very good job with decent pay, health insurance, and other benefits that they need for themselves and their families. Now that we have the super recession, now that we have a pandemic, and even without a recession and a pandemic, we know that union jobs are the best jobs. So, are you a union member? The other issue is, are our elected officials giving you the respect that you deserve? Are they really responding to the needs of the union workers and other workers in society that may become unions or may want to unionize their jobs? And obviously, we're talking about places, businesses with more than 50 employees trying to become that union. We have seen unions that are not as progressive as most unions, and we talk about the PBA, and obviously that's the union representing the NYPD. In modern times, I cannot understand why the PBA, the NYPD, will endorse KKK, Russia, and Trump. Because that leadership, if with their endorsement, is either saying that they are blind, either saying that, you know, KKK, Russian Trump is not KKK, Russian Trump. But they have to be living in some little hole where they don't listen to the news and see what this president, KKK, Russian Trump, is doing to the black, the brown communities here in America. So it is unacceptable that the NYPD, the PBA, has endorsed KKK, Russian Trump. In very few instances, we see unions so right-wing. And that's a past, that's part of the past in America that we thought was no longer there, but the NYPD and the PBA has proved to us otherwise. It's not an issue of Black Lives Matter. It's an issue of All Lives Matter, and all lives include Black, Hispanics, Asians, people who have been, people whose civil rights have been violated by this president of the United States of America, whom we call KKK, Russian Trump. So unions are normally more to the right historically in this country, and the reason for that is because they were trying to preserve white supremacy. They were trying to preserve in that workforce no training, no opportunities for blacks, Hispanics, and Asians. And some of those unions obviously dealt with the trades like carpentry, masons, electricians. Those unions traditionally excluded blacks, Hispanics, and other peoples, Asians. So in order for us to bring about change, we have to understand the history of unions in America. And obviously part of that tradition that the PBA and NYPD continue, in spite of having so many black, Hispanic, and Asian officers in the NYPD, is a history of suppression, a history of racism. So the NYPD, PBA, you black officers, brown officers, you know, Asian officers, if you need leadership, you could call me. My number is 855-768-8845. You call, you set up an appointment, and we could meet as a group. And what we have to do is to end suppression, oppression, whatever you want to call it, within the NYPD and the PBA. In fact, you black, brown, Asian officers and white officers that disagree with the endorsement of KKK, Russian Trump, your leaders, you have to become leaders. Black, Hispanic, Asian, and progressive elected officials, you need to emancipate those NYPD officers from the white leadership in the PBA that is supporting KKK, Russian Trump, who supports the oppression of NYPD officers who want to do their jobs correctly, who want to do their jobs legally, who want to do their jobs, which is to protect and serve people here in New York City. So leadership, please rise to the occasion. Leadership, please express yourself. And elected officials in this city, elected officials in this state, the governor, the mayor, they need to step up and do something about this endorsement, which is not just a political endorsement, but it's an endorsement for hate. It is an endorsement for slaughter of our people in the community. And you other unions out there, you need to get your act together. 1199, DC 37, the carpenters, the electricians, all these various unions need to say to those officers in the NYPD that are black, brown, Asians, and white folks, white NYPD officers who do not want to support a racist leadership within the NYPD, we need to get together. Who Who are you in the union leadership that want to do what a leader is supposed to do? When I was a union member in the banking industry in Trinidad and Tobago, we had a system at Barclays Bank that became Republic Bank, where you started at one job position and you stayed there for the rest of your life, not getting any raises, not getting any monetary increases like how they have here within the U.S. banking system. So what we developed at Barclays Bank, Republic Bank, was a grading system. So you came in at a grade 1, and you could move from grade 1, grade 2, grade 3, to grade 8 before you became a member of management. So you had a career track. You could get increases in your pay, and you obviously had protections for any type of random dismissal. Because what employers do, like in New York State, where it's an at-will system, where workers could be fired or workers could leave the job at any time, we understood, obviously, as a workers, that we needed a system where, you know, a merit system for us to progress in our banking careers, and obviously a system that will give us wage increases. So similarly, obviously, we would like to see that for the banking industry here in America, on Wall Street, the financial institutions, we would like to see a system there where people are not randomly fired just because they are black or they're brown or they're progressive, and to have a defined career that they can move from a grade 1 to grade 8, whatever, so that they get fair wages. So there are many, many issues from a union perspective that has to be accomplished here in New York City, New York State. We need a more progressive New York City. We need a more progressive New York State. And businesses that do businesses here in New York City, New York State, like the Amazon workers, the Walmart workers, the Target workers, the whole retail industry, we really need to look at those industries seriously. Obviously, one of the issues that we had with the pandemic is the number of workers who were exposed to COVID-19. Whether it be the nurses, the CNAs, the LPNs, the workers at transit with the buses, the trains, the officers, obviously part of the NYPD that was infected, obviously, by COVID-19. We have to, obviously, as we move on to the fall and winter, we have to be cognizant of a recurrence of this COVID-19 spreading throughout our communities, and we have to deal with these issues seriously. Also, the issue of children in our system that may get infected by COVID-19 and the whole medical healthcare system not understanding what the impact really is to children. Obviously, we have to be concerned about our teachers and the teachers within the teachers' union, where many of these teachers are elderly. Many of them may have pre-existing conditions. And these teachers are very experienced, and they know how to educate our children properly. So the mayor or the governor cannot put these people at risk, cannot put the parents of our children and their grandparents at risk. In the black, Hispanic, Asian communities, a lot of times it's the grandparents that are taking care of those kids. Or it might be the aunt or the uncle, because the mother or father are not in the lives of these young children. So since it's obviously, you know, grandparents, aunts, what have you, it means that these people may have preconditions, and it means that these people could be at a higher risk with children within the New York City public school system. and the New York City public school system, if you're not aware, it's the most segregated public school system in the country, and neither the governor or the mayor has done anything about it, because the people who suffer are black, brown, Asian minority students. If these were white students in New York City school system that were suffering, they would have done something already. So the issue of race is a big issue always. And why it's a big issue always is because we don't have a voice. We don't have representation. And one of the things that we have to address is whether or not black, Hispanic, and other leadership that we have within the Democratic Party here in New York City, New York State, are these elected officials progressive enough? Do they understand the issues? Do they understand our suffering so that they could address these issues? And if they do understand, why are they not performing their jobs properly? So, labor unions, again, you need to support progressive candidates, not a candidate endorsed by the Working Families Party. There is no reason to believe that the Working Families Party is a progressive party. The Working Families Party do not have the proper representation of black and Hispanics in their party. So the Democratic Party may have black and Hispanics and Asians, but are they progressive and are they working hard for us? The Working Families Party, they do not have black and Hispanics in their leadership. Go to their website. And if they do not have black and Hispanic leadership here in New York City, we have to ask our question, why? At the end of the day, the Working Families Party, they go back to white neighborhoods that they live in. So maybe they love a segregated school system because it benefits their leadership. We do not want a segregated school system here in New York City, and the governor, the mayor, our city council representatives, our people in Albany, our leadership with the assembly and the state senate, they have failed us. You know, in the Bible, they talk about take the beam out of your eye before you take the beam out of other people's eye. Well, in this instance, you cannot criticize Republicans, which you should do, without looking at yourself in the mirror and asking yourself, for example, why for decades in the black and Hispanic communities here in New York City, where we have 3 and 4 times the city average with HIV, diabetes, heart disease, why haven't we been funded 3 and 4 times the city average? In fact, what happens is we have to go to underachieving hospitals and healthcare institutions within our community because it's zoned for us. If we call an ambulance, it takes us to these dysfunctional hospitals to a certain degree in our community. Whereas these white people have the best hospitals, private hospitals, public hospitals that we do not have access to. So not only do we have less money for our health, we are also zoned, segregated into our communities through the ambulance system and other systems where we cannot go to other communities for proper health care. Governor, mayor, what are you doing about it? City council representatives that now want to be mayor. Borough president Eric Adams, he said he's diabetic. Well, you should understand, why don't you help? Where's your leadership? You've been the borough president for 8 years, and like the whole years when you were state senator, what did you do about these issues? You have to give leadership, my black and brown people, proper leadership. If you have to go on a hunger strike, if you have to tie yourself to a subway train, if you have to tie yourself to the Brooklyn Bridge. You have to get attention to these issues that is killing our people. So, our unions, please, stop endorsing people because they're black or they're brown or they're Asian. Start endorsing candidates because they have a plan to save our lives. Do not endorse candidates because the Working Families Party tell you to do so. Do not endorse candidates because they are black or brown or any other color. Endorse them because they could deliver. And the delivery that we want is functional schools, unsegregated schools. We want a healthcare system that will keep us alive. We want workers to get a living wage. We want workers to have medical insurance coverage here in New York State. We want you to treat us like humans, not like dogs. In fact, dogs get better treatment than us. Not like people who are just instruments for wealth for the rich and famous. Large businesses are displacing small businesses in New York City. You see a lot of vacant space. Why? Because our businesses cannot afford the commercial rents. We could go on and on as to why unions have to step up, why union leadership has to step up, why union leaders should stop endorsing people who are perpetuating our debt and poverty. My name is Brian Figueroa. We are talking about labor laws. We are talking about the unions stepping up with their leadership. We are talking about elected officials stepping up. We are talking about Democrats stop promising and start delivering. But most of all, rank and file, you take control of your unions. What is your union leadership doing? How are they responding to your needs? How are they responding to the political needs that we have in terms of delivering in our community? My name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa & Associates. This is Labor Lawyer, Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. We love you. And this is going to be our new show, Labor Radio.
This has been a presentation of Labor Radio, the voice of workers world today. This weekly program with various labor leaders and experts tackles today's topics and highlights the issues and concerns of workers, blue and white collar. Discusses the labor way and how diversity without inclusion is inequality. For more information, visit www.laborradio.nyc. That's www.laborradio.nyc.